all cleaned up, and they find out that they have a beautiful masterpiece. They have something that's worth a lot of money. Well, this morning, the song I'm going to sing, when I first heard it, I identified with it. It's called Picture of Grace. And it talks about how Christ has turned a dingy life into a masterpiece. It's beautiful. And as I sing the song, I'd like to, I just hope that each can put yourselves in this picture. Picture a man with no reason for living and no hope of smiling again. Imagine a world with no golden daybreak, enclosed by the blackness of sin. Then the scene is bathed in beauty and glory, transformed by love's sweet embrace. The hands of the Savior erased all my sorrow and painted this picture of grace. How skillful the hands of the artist who painted this picture of me. He saw with the eyes of a master how beautiful my life could be. Where once was a portrait of gloom and despair, this masterpiece hangs in its place. It's signed with his blood, and it's framed with his glory, this beautiful picture of grace. The ashes and ruin that once filled this picture have vanished and faded from view. With beautiful touches of mercy and grace, this picture he painted anew. Such peace filled the eyes of the man he created. A smile gently rests on his face. The Savior erased all the guilt of my past and painted this picture of grace. How skillful the hands of the artist of me. He saw with the eyes of a master how beautiful my life could be. Where once was a portrait of gloom and despair, this masterpiece in its place. It's signed with his blood, and it's framed with his glory, this beautiful picture of grace.
Amazing love, I know Scripture records that Jesus Christ came, and even though the disciples had the greatest opportunity that any mankind could have had, they walked and were taught by the living Word. And even through this, they still didn't understand or get it, because in the end, in the upper room where they were dining, they began to argue and fight. Who was going to be the greatest? Some of them. So Jesus very calmly, very meek, took on a towel, wrapped it around himself, and began to wash their feet. The scene then takes them to the garden, where he asks them to watch and stay while he prayed. Many things the disciples didn't understand or didn't come to relevance until after the crucifixion and the resurrection.
Would have known it was for us he prayed. have to learn about sacrifice and greatness and humility. On his knees, I watched him save a fallen woman and make mine to heal a man who could not see. Now if I want to follow, he taught me by example where to be. He taught me where to be. Showed us with compassion and concern. On his knees he told us what he knew we have to learn about sacrifice and greatness.
Think that was the greatest thing, to bring himself down to his knees and wash the feet, something that only a servant would do. But no, there was something lower than that. The walk down through the streets of Jerusalem, as people mocked and sneered and cheered the Savior, the King. Is being ridiculed. The Via Della Rosa.
Bleeding from a There were stripes upon his back, and he wore a crown of thorns upon his head. And he bore with every step the scorn of those who cried out for his death. Down the Via Dolorosa, called the way of suffering, like a lamb came the Messiah, Christ our King. But he chose to walk that road out of his love for you and me. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary.
Grace. What an amazing word. Wrapped up in that one word is the hope for all of us to have life, abundant life, eternal life. And that's hard for some of us to comprehend. You see, we all know where we've been. We all know what we've been. Many of us are like the little boy who was always at the wrong place at the wrong time. He had been born into what many of us would call a poor family environment. And he quickly became a product of that environment. While other kids learned to read, he learned how to cheat. While they learned to trade, he learned how to steal. Just a common criminal lifestyle, always at the wrong place, at the wrong time. Yet this lifestyle followed him through childhood, adolescence, and into adulthood. Eventually, it caught up with him. He was caught in the act again. Wrong place, wrong time, again. But this time his crime would carry the death penalty. It should have been an ordinary execution, really, outside the walls of the city. But it wasn't, because that day, another man being executed or crucified on the middle cross was no ordinary man. And this man named Jesus looked at this young, wrong place, wrong time thief next to him and said, "Today, son, you can go with me to paradise." For the first time in that boy's life, when it mattered most, he was in the right place at the right time. You see, because of grace, it doesn't matter to him how many wrong places you've been or how many times. He welcomes whosoever will. And what happens to a life that encounters his grace is nothing short.
Amazing grace, run home forever. And thought of me Told us that we could share a testimony about some of the songs that we're singing, and this one's called Crucified with Christ, and there are many, many faults in my life, and even though I have those faults in my life, I know that God still loves me. I know that Christ still loves me, and this song hits me so hard because many times in my life I sit there and I say, it's too hard, I can't do it. And something in this song says, I can take anything because it's not my strength but His. And so it's all Him.
Was living, I'm amazed at the price I chose to pay. And to think I ignored what really mattered, 'cause I thought the sacrifice wouldn't be too great. When I finally reached the point of giving, cross was calling even then. And even though it took dying to survive, I never felt so much alive. For I am crucified with Christ, and yet I live. Not I, but Christ that lives within me. His cross will never ask for more than I can give. For it's not my strength but His. There's no greater sacrifice. For I am crucified with Christ. As I hear the Savior call for daily dying, I will bow beneath the weight of Calvary. Let my hand surrender to His piercing purpose that holds me to the cross, yet sets me free. I will glory in the power I thought were gain, I count as loss. And with this suffering I identify by His resurrection power. I'm alive. For I am crucified with Christ, man can give. For it's not my strength but His. There's no greater sacrifice. For I am crucified with Christ, and yet I live. And I will offer all I have, so that this cross is not in vain. For I found to live is Christ, and to die is truly gain. For I am crucified in Christ, and yet I live. Not I, but Christ. There's no greater sacrifice. For I am crucified with Christ, and yet I
song at this point, because and that the arrangement that Sonny has put us all together, because we've been talking about Christ going to the cross, and that is an amazing thought to me, that He would go there. But that's not where He stayed. And the day that He rose again, that's what we celebrate. We celebrate the resurrection. We thank Him for the cross. We celebrate the resurrection. Amen. And this song that I'm about to sing is perhaps what it might have been like on that day for those who were there and for the Father. And I hope that it blesses you, because I'm looking forward to the day that He calls us to arise. Not a word was heard at the tomb that day. Just the shuffling of soldiers' feet as they guarded the grave. One day, 2 days, 3 days had passed. Could it be that Jesus had breathed His last? Could it be the Father had forsaken Him, turned His back on His Son, despising our sin? All hell seemed to whisper, just forget Him, He's dead. But the Father looked down on His Son and said, arise, my love, arise, my love. The grave no longer has a hold on you. No more destiny, no more suffering. Arise, arise, my love. Earth trembled
and the tomb began to shake, when like lightning from heaven, the stone rolled away. The guards, they just stood there. They stood there in fright as the power of love displayed its might. And suddenly a melody filled the air, riding wings of wind, it was everywhere. The words all creation had been longing to hear, the sweet sound of victory, so loud and clear.
Arise, my love, arise, my love, the grave no longer has a hold on you. No
sin, where are your shackles? Death, where is your sting? Hell has been defeated. The grave could not hold the
point that we were reflecting upon the sadness, but the greatness that had to happen when our Lord Jesus Christ took the most ultimate sacrifice and died upon the cross. But the greatest thing, as David sang, was his resurrection. And Amelia has a song that causes us to reflect and think, was it a morning like this?
Jerusalem, as they raced toward the tomb, beneath
He was dead.
who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling?
Amazing grace is about the complete change that only God can bring to you as a person. Once you have truly experienced grace, you never tire of singing about how incredible it is. You want to fall in worship at the feet of Jesus and proclaim that He and He alone is worthy of honor and praise.
With many crowns, the Lamb upon His throne. Our cow, the hen, the anthem shrill, all music by His own. Awake thy soul and sing of Him who died for.
Let's close in prayer. Dear Father, we thank you for your amazing grace. We thank you, Lord, for the abilities that you have given us to share this grace by being vessels useful for you. We pray now, Lord, that through this time that we've spent in listening to words about you in song, that all of us being affected by your Spirit accordingly would draw closer to you. That if there be anyone here today, Lord, that doesn't know you personally, that they would seek you out before they leave this building. We just ask and pray, Lord, you prepare our hearts for the service that's to begin here shortly, and we give you thanks. Amen. Once again, if there is anyone here that would like one of the